Somalia is in an area where Rift Valley fever has, through the ages, always been a problem. It's a very contagious disease. So because of that disease prevalence in the region here, a ban was called for quite some time ago, lifted in 2004, and since then, markets and the primary market for Somali animals opened up again. And since then, we've seen a steady rise in animal exports.
Could you elaborate a bit on how they managed to get their industry back on track? I mean, how do you come back from such a low point?
80% of the people depend for their daily livelihood on animals. So even without the export, the people will still have their traditional system based on animals, animal products, animal trade, etc. It's just the market which is so essential to turn the traditional assets also into cash. Because of the typical system, this extensive pastoral system can be built up relatively rapidly. That's also why it is a very resilient livelihood system. In the situation of Somalia with recurrent droughts, you see these herd sizes shrink and then expand again when there are good years. But with the opening of the export markets, it's also allowed for expanding so that a large offtake of the animals could be exported.
What will this growth mean now for both the livestock sector and the country?
About 40% of the GDP, and that's a conservative figure, comes from the livestock sector. It's a system which gives a lot of employment to the people of Somalia. 80% of the families depend on it, but there's also a large sector around it, around the families, in terms of transport, in terms of provision of veterinary services, in terms of the use of byproducts, hides, skins, leather, bone craft, soap, areas which FAO has been supporting into profitable businesses. And it is also a way for us to be in contact with, again, 80% of the population. For us, it's now very difficult to reach out for extension messages for treatment of their animals. So the work we do in the livestock sector at times also provides us a vehicle to reach out for further development, for further extension messages to those farmers.
Would you call this a success story?
This is definitely a success story for a number of reasons. It's not a one-dimensional support on export or a one-dimensional support of getting health figures, health status of animals. It reaches through the entire value chain. It is the making available of proper dairy products. It is the provision of quality meat through slaughterhouses and meat markets, which we have been supporting together with the government. And it is then the export figures, the impact on the gross national product, and last but not least, the support to resilient livelihoods of the population. So in that sense, it has positive impacts all through the society, up and down, from left to right.